This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we continue our series on relationship pairings with Type 2 and Type 5. This is number three in the Type 2 section of the series. All of that to say, if you're looking for Type 2 and 1, Type 2 and 3, Type 2 and 4, those have already been done. Type 2 and 2 will happen at the end of this section. Now, whenever I answer these relationship pairing questions, I like to do it in 3 points. The first point is conflict styles. The second is things you may be unconsciously doing and ways you can influence one another. So let's dive in. For Type 2, their conflict style is positive outlook. So they are quick to deny problems, stress, and conflict. They tend to respond to difficulty by putting a positive spin on negative experiences to cover up those more painful emotions. They tend to emphasize a positive self-image, emphasize positive experiences, put an emphasis on the good qualities of others, repress negative thoughts and feelings, and be over-focused on the needs of others. Now, the major triggers for Type 2 are being taken for granted, not being heard, another person being treated in a harmful manner, and being excluded. Now, Type 2s can ask themselves, why is appreciation important to me here when they're in a situation where they feel triggered? You know, why? What is the appreciation I'm looking for, and how can I give that to myself? Type 5s are in the competency response to triggers. That's how they respond, meaning they try to detach themselves from emotions in order to process their feelings logically. The triggers here for Type 5 is being overwhelmed or surprised, having private information shared, dishonesty or false information, being prompted for an instant emotional release. Now, fives can ask themselves, why do I believe I have limited energy to deal with unplanned situations? They may detach from the world and stay preoccupied when they're triggered. They may withdraw and think, and they may emphasize being the expert and having deep information. Now, this combination is probably one of the top three pairings that I come across, which is kind of wild because they seem like opposites, but it actually makes a lot of sense. Fives are stable and loyal and predictable and need a bit of charming. And twos respond really well to that challenge, while also being a safe place for emotionality and openness, encouraging the five to open up and be vulnerable. Now, things you may unknowingly do. Be cautious of unknowingly having complicated relationship to personal space. I don't know how to phrase this generally. Twos tend to take liberties with the boundaries of others, jumping in to be helpful, but also kind of not giving people space with their own experiences. Similarly, or like kind of opposite of that, fives tend to take a lot of personal space and they may not communicate that. They may withdraw, and the twos may take that personally. So in this situation, it's important that the twos don't take the fives' need for space personally, but also that fives are able to communicate why they're taking space, when they're taking space, how long that space is going to be, so that they can create a dynamic that works for you both. And then be cautious of letting the two do all of the emotional lifting. Twos are much more emotionally fluent. Doesn't mean that fives don't have feelings. It just means that they don't talk about them as much. And so Today's podcast is brought to you by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, know you are not alone. Thinning is normal, but it's not openly talked about, and going through it can feel lonely and frustrating. Join the over 1 million people that are doing something about it with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Now, everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diet. Just take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EGRAM. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with promo code EGRAM. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code EGRAM. Thank you, Nutrafol, for supporting the podcast. Be cautious of not letting the two kind of carry the weight of the emotions of your relationship. And similarly, twos, be careful of not letting the five do all of the grounding and the bringing you back to the center. Be mindful of like grounding yourself, getting out of your emotions, looking at things from a kind of logical, grander perspective. Then be cautious of where you get your confidence. Twos may depend on being helpful, which can almost invade the space of a five, which then can kind of make them feel unwanted or unneeded, which can affect the confidence. And then fives, they need to feel competent. And so if twos are overly helpful, it may restrict their ability to build competence and confidence, which then could create a weird dynamic between the two of you. So make sure you're resourcing your confidence intentionally and from the right places. So for twos, ideally, your confidence will come from yourself. You know, you are your own source of that. And fives, you know, I think also honoring interdependence is part of confidence as well. Point three here is, how do you influence each other? So instead of going, I wish you were more like me, how can you move toward each other into the middle of where you could be together? So for two, let the five influence you toward autonomy. They're very good at self-entertainment, at feeling self-reliant, at not feeling like they can't have a good time if other people are around. Like, that's good. Like, let them influence you there. They're also really good at boundaries, which is something that you could learn from them. And they're really good at managing their resources emotionally, physically, financially. And that's something that twos tend to kind of overextend. So watch and learn from your five. Now, five, similarly, allow the two to influence you with emotional language, how to talk and communicate your feelings, how to be heard in your feelings. Similarly, vulnerability. How do you open up? How do you kind of connect on an emotional level? And loving sacrifice. Yes, you're so good at boundaries. You're so good at managing your resources. And sometimes you have to put that aside to take care of others. And twos are really good at that. So watch and learn. Now, at the end of the day, two and five can be a really great pairing, being exactly what you need to learn from each other. The main thing to keep in mind is moving toward one another and your differences, instead of wanting the other person to move all the way toward you in the way that they are. Now, as always, it is an absolute joy to create this content for you, and I will see you Tuesday for the next one. Bye.